Live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, I'm Michaela Clark with the news at 5 o'clock. Coming up in this bulletin, Sinn Féin are opting for a three-candidate strategy in Donegal in the upcoming general election. The Dáil, meanwhile, has heard calls from a Donegal deputy for the government to fast-track the Occupied Territories Bill and pass it before the election is called. A couple in their late 70s have been left shaken after a pipe bomb was thrown through the window of their home in Derry. And 74% of people in Donegal have been found to be worried about climate change. Those stories to follow in full, plus more, and we'll have all the latest in sport coming up with Aisling Kelly at about 5:15. First in news, Sinn Féin are opting for a three-candidate strategy in Donegal in the upcoming general election. The party has confirmed its third candidate in the form of Cathaoirleach of the Donegal Municipal District, Councillor Noel Jordan. He will contest the election along with Deputies Pearse Doherty and Padraic McLaughlin. Councillor Jordan says he's honoured to have been chosen. He believes the party has enough support to get three candidates over the line.
I'm honoured to be chosen as the third candidate along with my party colleagues, Deputy McLaughlin, Deputy Doherty. It shows the ambition that Sinn Féin has by running additional candidates. This move is aimed at firmly putting Donegal at the heart of the next government. We believe that I've been on the doors there for a number of weeks, and that change that people crave is still there. They want change, and we'll be asking put their trust in Sinn Féin and elect as many Sinn Féin TDs to the Dáil so that we can lead the next government.
And in terms of the campaign now, is there any fear that running the third candidate that could split the vote, or do you believe there is enough support out there?
After 2020, we had 2.7 of the quota. I feel, and people here in the county would feel an injustice if we didn't run three candidates. We know the votes is out there. We know the people are struggling out there. We know the struggles in Donegal. And as I say, on my personal perspective of this, this is my third term in council. And I've served the people of the Donegal electoral area well. And I would equally share it if I was a TD. And again, saying that three candidate strategy, which it is, the 1-3 seats, would be a very, very strong voice at the table.
A debate on the finance bill is ongoing in the Dáil this evening. The passage of the bill is one of the last hurdles the government has to leap before an election is called. All stages are due to be passed today and tomorrow to give effect to the measures outlined in the budget. Sinn Féin finance spokesperson, Donegal Deputy Pearse Doherty, has expressed his opposition to the bill passing in its current form.
Obviously, we're all waiting for the whistle to be blown in terms of the election, and I've dealt with in my time in these houses, I think this is the 18th finance bill that I've responded to, and even during the time of the IMF where there was agreement to get the finance bill through the House. This guillotine here is not appropriate. There are sections in this legislation which will not see the light of day in terms of scrutiny.
Meanwhile, the Dáil has heard calls from a Donegal deputy for the government to fast-track the Occupied Territories Bill and pass it before the election is called. The bill would ban the import of goods from illegally occupied territories such as Israeli settlements in Palestine. The bill is being referred to the Foreign Affairs Committee today. However, opposition TDs want it fast-tracked. Taoiseach Simon Harris has indicated that won't happen before he dissolves the Dáil.
Deputy Pringle is right on this, I don't speak for the entire Dáil, but I get the sense that there is now a consensus across government and opposition that we would like to see legislation passed in relation to this. But we'd also like to see legislation passed that isn't going to fall at the first hurdle, that isn't going to fall in the European courts.
Donegal Deputy Thomas Pringle says the government still has time to do what he believes is the right thing and pass the bill without further delay.
I'd like to formally move this referral of this bill to Committee of the Occupied The Control of Economic Activity, Occupied Territories Bill 2018.
Committee on Foreign Affairs and Defence.
Maybe that would be moved to the Committee on Foreign Affairs. I think it's vitally important, even at this late stage, that any barrier in place to the passing of this bill be removed. And this has been done by this motion, and there's still time for the government to have a change of heart. It's not likely, but there's still time for them to have that change of heart, and I think that would be very important.
Voting booths are open across much of the US in a history-making presidential election. Kamala Harris and Donald Trump are neck and neck in the opinion polls. The result will see either the first woman or the first convicted felon being sent to the White House. Chief Correspondent for Feature Story News in Washington, D.C., Simon Marks, says the atmosphere is very tense.
There is fear of unrest and protests, so an enormous law enforcement presence is both going to be visible on the streets and invisible, because there are large numbers of law enforcement personnel that have been drafted in from other areas on standby in case they are needed. And of course, the source for the tension are all of these opinion polls suggesting that the race ends pretty much as it began, absolutely deadlocked.
A couple nearly at 70s have been left shaken after a pipe bomb was thrown through the window of their home in Derry. SDLP Foyle MP Colm Eastwood has condemned last night's attack on Limewood Street, saying there is no excuse for the actions of those responsible. Damage was caused to the property, with police warning that the occupants could have been seriously injured or killed. The device has been taken away for further examination. Police are appealing to anyone with information to come forward. Meanwhile, police are currently at the scene of a suspicious object in South Shoreham. The object was found in the vicinity of Maplebrook Court in Coal Island this afternoon. Motorists are advised to avoid the area and seek alternative main routes for their journey. Parents in Donegal are being urged to speak with their children after a fire at a derelict property in Letterkenny over the Halloween period. Gardaí are investigating the incident in the Creve Smith area shortly before 4:30 on Tuesday afternoon last. A number of youths were observed in the area at the time. Garda Grainne Doherty says actions such as this come with consequences.
A fire at a derelict house, so Gardaí and the fire services were alerted that a fire was in progress at a derelict house in Creve Smith, Letterkenny. This was shortly before 4:30 p.m. on Tuesday the 29th of October. The fire was extinguished and thankfully again nobody was hurt. Again, reports were received of youths hanging around the area shortly before the fire started. So we're anxious to receive any information in relation to these youths, any descriptions of them. Any dash cam footage as always from that area would be welcomed. Gardaí and Letterkenny could be contacted on 9167 100 in relation to this.
Is it worth referencing parental responsibility again here?
Of course, and I think as well it's no harm to have these types of incidents highlighted, maybe just to make parents, and no more, I'm a parent myself, I like to hear these, you like to know what's going on, you know, and youths can be very easily influenced as well by others, and we don't want, certainly don't want to tar them all with the same brush, but a lot of the incidents around Halloween, unfortunately, every year are youths, gangs of youths are usually involved, so we just ask parents maybe to speak to their youths and just to explain the consequences. And somebody could get badly hurt, and if somebody even wasn't badly hurt and they were caught, there's still consequences for them, you know, if the guards get involved.
Meanwhile, a Garda car has been damaged while on patrol in Carndonagh. The front window of the vehicle was smashed by what Gardaí believe was a stone on New Park Road on Halloween night shortly after 10 to 10. Gardaí say there were a number of young people gathered in a nearby car park who took off running after the incident. Anyone who was in the area at the time and who has dashcam footage is asked to contact a Gardaí in Buncrana. Elsewhere, Gardaí are appealing for witnesses after a number of properties were spray-painted in Letterkenny last evening. It's understood youths were knocking doors in the Glen Carr, Willowbrook, Glen Octy Close and the Elms areas at around 7:30 before running away. It then emerged some of the houses had been spray-painted. Anyone who was in the areas between 7 and 8pm last night and observed the incidents or who has dashcam footage is asked to contact Gardaí. Michael McGrath looks set to be ratified as the EU Justice Commissioner. A committee of MEPs approved of his confirmation following a three-hour hearing this morning. The last step is a full vote before the European Parliament later this month. Part of his brief is upholding fundamental rights, but he says there needs to be a balance found between freedom of expression and hate speech.
There are boundaries, and the boundaries are that we have to ensure that we respect everybody within the EU, and that we particularly respect minorities who are more vulnerable than others in their day-to-day lives.
Two people have been arrested in connection with a shooting in County Tyrone last week. A man in his 40s presented at hospital on Wednesday last with a suspected gunshot wound to his arm. Police say in the early hours of this morning, while carrying out inquiries in the town, officers noted a number of people behaving unusually. A 34-year-old man was subsequently arrested on suspicion of attempted murder, and a 43-year-old woman arrested on suspicion of possessing ammunition in suspicious circumstances. They both remain in custody at this time. 74% of people in Donegal are worried about climate change. Meanwhile, 38% support higher taxes on cars that use petrol or diesel. A new report from the Environmental Protection Agency showed that nationwide, one in two people are in favour of the measure. The research also shows that support for climate action remains high, with 85% of people supporting grants given for driving electric vehicles. However, transport commentator Conor Faughan says a transition from fuel to EVs will be generational.
Diesel and petrol are going to have a long tail. Realistically, they're going to be part of our transport mix for another generation at least. Now, I think we can manage that transition, but I don't think you achieve much just by hitting petrol and diesel with extra taxes.
A teachers' trade union says the government needs to reduce class sizes to 19 in order to be in line with EU standards. The INTO has launched its general election manifesto with an announcement for a ballot expected this week. The union has also called for primary school funding to be increased to €400 per pupil by 2030. General Secretary of the INTO, John Boyle, says the government needs to increase support for students in marginalised communities.
There's about 100 very under-resourced communities in Ireland. And indeed, we would like to see that the government would also target children who experience disadvantage in ordinary schools throughout the land, because the disadvantage, unfortunately, is not confined to the schools in what are known as the JESH areas.
Women on average earn 26% less than men in Donegal. The average weekly earnings for men in the county is just over €716, while women earn an average of €604 per week. According to CSO statistics released today, the median annual wage in Donegal is €35,010, the lowest in the country. Eimear Heffernan from the CSO says the region also has the least number of high earners.
Looking at the distribution of earnings by region, Dublin had the highest median annual earnings in 2023 at almost €48,000. This was almost €13,000 more per year than those in Donegal, which had the lowest annual earnings. When it comes to the very high earners, over half of the employments in the top 1% of earnings lived in Dublin, while the border and Midlands regions had the lowest proportion of higher earners.
Highland Sport is brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure Letterkenny. Check out the new Kids Nastics range for young gymnasts at michaelmurphysports.ie.
It's 5:15 and time for the latest in sport with Oisin Kelly.
Thanks, Michaela. We start with football. Liverpool will look to continue their 100% start to this season's Champions League tonight. Arne Slot's team go up against Xavi Alonso's Bayern Munich at Anfield. There's a kickoff there at 8 o'clock. Ahead of the game, Liverpool goalkeeper Kevin Kelleher says that they have what it takes to challenge for both the Premier League and the Champions League trophies. After failing to win either competition last season, Kelleher thinks they've learned a lot from that disappointment.
We've kind of kept pretty much the same squad as last season as well, so we have those experiences. Obviously, it's a bit more fire in the belly as well. Champions League is Champions League. It's obviously one of the biggest competitions, so the motivation is always there. We've always done well in this competition. The motivation is there to do well in both.
Also at 8 o'clock tonight, Manchester City are away to Sporting, with Ruben Amorim set to be in charge of the Lisbon club ahead of his move to Manchester United. In Glasgow, Celtic take on RB Leipzig. Celtic boss Brendan Rodgers knows their home form will be key if they are to make it to the knockout stage of the competition. The Scottish Premiership title holders have taken 4 points from the 3 games so far, and Rodgers hopes the crowded Parkhead can be the difference.
Your home games are very, very important at this level, and I think it's going to be, you know, that intensity will be needed, and as the noise and what it generates here is absolutely incredible. And I'm pretty sure the crowd, as I said, they'll really get behind the players and hopefully can push us to a result.
Arsenal could be poised to welcome back Martin Odegaard to their team for tomorrow's meeting with Inter in the Champions League. The Norwegian midfielder was back in training with the Gunners today. He's been out since the international duty at the start of September because of an ankle injury. Brighton centre-back Rory McConville has been called into the Northern Ireland senior squad for the first time. He is the only new face included by Michael O'Neill for the nation's games against Belarus and Luxembourg. There are 6 games in the Championship this evening. Among them, Sheffield United can move into the automatic promotion places, with the top 2 not playing until tomorrow. They'd move above Leeds with victory at Bristol City. Watford will attempt to strengthen their place in the playoff spots as they go to Swansea.
In the League of Ireland, Dundalk have confirmed the resignation of manager John Daly. The club thanked Daly, who was unable to keep them in the Premier Division this season amid turmoil off the pitch. The Lilywhites will announce a new boss tomorrow, Wednesday. Bohemians winger Danny Grant has confirmed on social media that he's leaving Dalymount Park. The 24-year-old returned from Huddersfield Town midway through the season. This campaign, he started 18 matches in 33 appearances, scoring 3 goals. And Sligo Rovers announced today that Stefan Radoslavic, Charlie Wiggett and J.R. Wilson will not be back at the showgrounds next season. In racing, the Melbourne Cup winning trainer Sheila Laxon described Kildare jockey Robbie Dolan's ride as amazing. He guided the 90-1 shot, Knight's Choice, to victory, holding off the challenge of Warp Speed to take the spoils. The Willie Mullins trained Absurd, who went off as one of the favourites for outright honours, finished in fifth. Mark Allen is out of Snookers International Open in Nang Yai. The Antrim Potter lost by 6-2 to China's Zhao Gondong. World champion Kieran Wilson is through to round three following a 6-4 win over Yizhai Wu. While in Gaelic Games, Cork football's reigning top scorer won't be available for next year's league and championship campaigns. Stephen Sherlock has been the senior team's leading marksman, but he has opted to take a year out in 2025. And that's your sport for today. We'll have more tomorrow morning after the 8:30 news, Michaela.
Thanks, Oisin. And returning to some news, the chair of the Buncrana Leisure Centre Committee says the government must come forward with funds to progress a new facility. It emerged yesterday that an application for sport infrastructure funding was not successful. Donegal County Council is now expected to seek funding under the Repowering Buncrana project, but Cathaoirleach of the Inishowen Municipal District, Councillor Jack Murray, fears that could delay the project by a year or more. Rosina McLaughlin says Buncrana cannot wait any longer.
There's been enough maybes, there's been enough what ifs. We want the money now. We want to build this pool. We can go to the regeneration fund next year whenever the call comes, but we could be having exactly the same conversation when the results of that come out. There are no guarantees. So we need to go back to the minister. We need to ask for a review. We need to ask them to find the money, to give them a show and something. We have nothing. Give us something for the people.
Well, Minister Charlie McConlogue has expressed his disappointment at the decision, but says with €11.7 million being sought from the large-scale sport infrastructure fund, it was impossible to secure funding for both Buncrana and the ATU project in Letterkenny, which received €8.7 million. He says he will now press for a successful funding application for the Repower Buncrana project under the Rural Regeneration Fund and believes that will stand a very strong chance of being successful. Overgrown hedges are causing chaos again for motorists in West Donegal. This time, a lorry has been damaged by overhanging branches. Meanwhile, the school bus company says it's only a matter of time before they will be unable to venture on some roads due to safety concerns posed by overgrown hedges. Councillor Michael McLafferty is again appealing to landowners to take responsibility. He's warning that landowners will be liable if someone is injured as a result of overgrown hedges.
Two complaints yesterday. One article out David, yesterday. He smashed a mirror. He smashed a windshield above his, the front of his window. This is running into a huge bill for the slurry driver in question. Like another situation in the Fulcair area where a bus come. They feel now the road that they're starting to go on there between Fulcair and go to Horkin, that balcony area is getting too dangerous because again, bigger bus, bigger vehicle, the trees and hedges and whatnot are hitting off the mirrors and windows and so on, etc. Like this can't carry on going forward. And I would appeal to everybody out there, the reality is people may be holding back at the minute, genuinely holding back at the minute, thinking the council is going to cut the hedges for them. The council are not going to cut the hedges.
Is there any repercussions for people who aren't trimming their hedges or trees?
Well, the council are saying to us, if an accident happens, the repercussions are going to be. The council are saying to us, as county council, if something happens, as an accident, for example, happens as a result of people not cutting their trees, the onus is not landowner in question, it's not the council.
Ministers have published a final report after an independent review of the Road Safety Authority. It makes a series of recommendations for reform with an aim of improving road safety generally. It's anticipated the RSA will be split into two independent agencies. One will be focused on delivering services such as driving tests and NCT. The other will be responsible for road safety campaigns, education and research. Homeowners in Donegal are being urged to take preventative measures to mitigate against the theft of heating oil. It's after 500 litres of home heating oil was stolen from a property in the Glasha area of Derrybeg in recent days. Garda Grainne Doherty has this advice.
We received a report of the theft of home heating oil. It's been quite a while actually since we received this type of report, so we wanted to highlight it to make people aware. Just home heating oil was stolen from a house at the area of Glasha, Derrybeg. Approximately 500 litres of oil were stolen from their tank between midnight on Friday the 25th of October and 8 a.m. on Saturday the 26th. If anybody's seen any suspicious activity or vehicles in that area between those dates, we're asking them to contact Gardaí in Milford on 915-3060. This time of year, many of us are filling our oil tanks. It's coming into the colder months. We're thinking about ringing to order oil. Try to arrange smaller but more frequent oil deliveries. So instead of filling the tank, maybe get a smaller amount of oil, you know, on each occasion, get more frequent oil deliveries. Install automatic movement sensor security lighting around the tank. You can plant shrubs or install fences to screen the tanks from the view of the road. Install and use lockable access gates and erect lockable fencing around your tank, including over the top of the tank. Consider fitting an alarm system, and that warns you if the oil levels start to drop dramatically, you'll get an alert.
Text to your phone, yeah.
Yeah. And be vigilant, again, following a delivery. Be aware thieves may return to steal replacement oil following an initial theft. Mm-hmm.
Weather now mainly cloudy this evening with some patchy light rain and drizzle. Cloudy tonight with a few patches of rain and drizzle and some areas of mist. Lowest temperatures of 11 to 13 degrees. The closing headlines this evening. Sinn Féin are opting for a three-candidate strategy in Donegal in the upcoming general election. The party has confirmed its third candidate in the form of Cathaoirleach of the Donegal Municipal District, Councillor Noel Jordan. The Dáil has heard calls from a Donegal deputy for the government to fast-track the Occupied Territories Bill and pass it before the election is called. The bill would ban the import of goods from illegally occupied territories such as Israeli settlements in Palestine. Parents in Donegal are being urged to speak with their children after a fire at a derelict property in Letterkenny over the Halloween period. Gardaí are investigating the incident in the Creve Smith area shortly before 4:30 p.m. on Tuesday last. And women earn on average 26% less than men in Donegal. The average weekly earnings for men in the county is just over €716, while women earn an average of €604 per week. That's all from Highland Radio News for now. We'll be back with an update again at 6 o'clock. Until then, you can listen back to a podcast of our main evening news on our website, highlandradio.com. Good evening.
The obituary notices for this Tuesday evening, the 5th of November. The death has taken place of Eileen Stevenson, Ballygay, Milford. Reposing at her daughter June and David Love's residence at Ballylin, Remelton. Family, friends and neighbours welcome tomorrow evening from 3 p.m. until 9 p.m. House private pleas at all other times. Private burial will take place on Thursday morning with a service of thanksgiving in Milford Presbyterian Church at 1 o'clock on Thursday afternoon. Family flowers only, please. Donations, if desired, to St Eunan's Nursing Home Patients Comfort Fund, care of any family member. The death took place on October 23rd of Joseph Andrew Sonny Midlin, Westchester, Pennsylvania, formerly of Letterkenny. Funeral mass and interment have taken place in the USA. In lieu of flowers, donations can be made to a Mother's Wish Foundation online. The death has taken place of Brian Gurney, 21, Ardclogher, Carndonagh. Brian's remains are reposing at his home. Funeral from there tomorrow morning at 10:30, going to Sacred Heart Church, Carndonagh, for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass, followed by burial in the adjoining cemetery. The funeral mass can be viewed live on the parish webcam. Family time, please, from 10 o'clock tonight. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu if desired to Carndonagh Community Hospital, care of any family member or Kelly Funeral Directors. The death has occurred of Mary Laverty, Ney Callaghan, Mnellan, Crossroads, Killigordon. Remains reposing at the family home. Funeral from there on Thursday morning at 10:30 for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass in St Patrick's Church, Crossroads, Killigordon, interment in the adjoining churchyard. The Requiem Mass can be viewed live on the parish YouTube channel. Family time, please, from 10 p.m. to 11 a.m. and on the morning of the funeral. And the death has taken place of Margaret Gallagher, née Coyle, 45 Townsend Street, Strabane, formerly of Glebe Syne Mills, reposing at her home. Funeral from there tomorrow morning at 11:30 for Requiem Mass in the Church of the Immaculate Conception, Strabane, at 12 noon. Interment afterwards in Strabane Cemetery. The Requiem Mass can be viewed live via the parish webcam. For family information and more details regarding wakes and funerals, please go to highlandradio.com.